Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, we'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis. And according to High Priest of Bitcoin, Max Kaiser, USD is an ish coin that rots the brain and turns people to Satan. Tell them. Also, speaking of Satan, JP Morgan Chase paying a $348 million fine penalty, issued a cease and desist order over unsafe or unsound banking practices. Take that, Jamie Dimon. We'll also be discussing MicroStrategy announces a plan to buy even more Bitcoin as Bitcoin price action drops in price. Talking about seizing the moment and buying that dip. We'll also be discussing a $200 billion financial group, Cetera, approving 4 spot Bitcoin ETFs on its platform, as well as El Salvador, the savior, will keep buying 1 Bitcoin daily until Bitcoin becomes unaffordable with fiat currencies, according to their president, Mr. Bukele. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin can climb to more than $1 million by 2030, according to Kathy Wood. In fact, she says her ARK estimates are now for Bitcoin surging to $2.3 million per coin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, fam. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1582. I'm your host, JV, and today is March 17th, 2024. We're only 33 or 32 days left until the Bitcoin halving. So let's break this down, kicking it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. Bitcoin back in the green, baby, sitting at 69,400 at the time of the live. We got Ether back above 3,700 while the entire crypto market is back in the green. Great way to end the week here. Now, checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting at roughly a 2.6 trillion market cap with roughly $150 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance 51.8% with the Ether dominance at 16.9%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, WIF back in the building, up 34% on the day, trading at $2.94, and which is wild, almost a $3 billion market cap. I never even heard of WIF until about a week ago, which is wild how fast these cryptos truly grow. But anyways, we also have Render, Near Protocol, Maker, Fetch, Arweave, and Shiba also pumping and in the green. Which altcoins are you guys and gals most bullish on for this particular bull run? Holla. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a more of a visual perspective on the daily, you can see the bulk of the entire market pumping and in the green, I'd say roughly 98 out of the top 100, which is crazy. And zooming out on the monthly, we have pretty impressive gainers. Pepe up 567%, WIF almost 700%, Floki almost 600%, just insanity. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're currently rated a 79 in, I think that's extreme greed. Yep. 81 was yesterday. Last week is 79. And last month, a 72 in greed. The highest we have seen this in the past couple of years is right after we hit that 69,000 all-time high, we tapped 90 and then we had a $10,000 correction just like that. So always keep an eye on this particular metric. The higher we go in extreme greed, the more likely of a pullback. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown, the estimated halving date is currently April 19th, which is only 32 days away. 1 month and 2 days. Let's go. And checking out the time chain calendar, currently at block 835,112, and $1 is currently equivalent to 1,458 Satoshis. Anyways, fam, pump the likes, pump the stream. Let's get into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out the charts and do a little bit of astrology for men. Here we go. Bitcoin lurched towards 60 Gs, baby. And speaking of 60 Gs, considering we're back at that $60,000 level, this one's for you.
60 Gs!
So yeah, data from TradingView showed new price lows of 64.5 on Bitstamp, which is the new low. How many of you took advantage of the dip? Holla. After hitting new all-time highs during the week, Bitcoin faced considerable sell-side pressure with a series of lower lows accompanied by failed rebounds. On the day, offloading continued to gather speed well in advance of the hotly anticipated weekly candle close. And analyzing the situation, popular trader Skoo outlined zones of interest for bidders on major exchanges. These focused on between 60 and 64,000, quoting them here. Majority of the selling has been driven by the takers. Constant spot selling since 74,000, especially from Coinbase and Binance. Shout out Janet Yellen. Skoo added that some of these entities were engaging in large dollar cost averaging, we call DCAing at the lows, helping to provide the low time bounces. Bitcoin's latest bull market correction thus totaled around 12%, and previous cycles saw considerably deeper pullbacks, so do note that, while still preserving the broader uptrend. Optimistic market observers thus remain positive, referencing the ongoing buy-in from the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs, which will resume tomorrow, March 18th. Quoting Thomas Farrer here, the CEO of Crypto Focus Reviews portal Apollo, yes, this is a bear trap. Waves of liquidity are going to rain down on the Bitcoin ETFs. Real money hasn't even started allocating. If a $1 billion hedge fund position sent Bitcoin tumbling 10%, how high do you think $150 billion from advisors is going to send it? And I think there he makes a phenomenal point. So with more than 12 hours left until the weekly close, now last tick-tock, next block. Others eyed the potential for the early week comeback. Let's go. Don't call it a comeback. Bitcoin's been here for years, just saying. Countering the bearish streak could be a job for the gap of the CME Group's Bitcoin futures market. This rapidly widening amid the weekend drawdown, CME futures closed on March 15th at 69,000, resulting for the gap between there and the spot price, which could provide an impetus for relief in line with historical precedent, as pointed out here by Chris or Mr. Crypto. Huge Bitcoin CME gap. Do you think we'll close that gap? Holla, let me know. And here's a little sage advice from the Max Kaiser. He wrote, US dollar is an ish coin that rots the brain and turns people to Satan. Bitcoin, properly secured, is unconfiscatable. So this type of extortion racket is impossible. Yeah, so he's referring to this quote translated from Spanish to English. And this was, you know, the post. I guess this is El Salvador, some of the military with some of the gang members or criminals. The click broker could order the, I don't even know how to pronounce this, palabreros to collect 200 a fortnight per community. And that is where they're extorted the merchants through the homeboys. So there you go. Stay away from the ishcoin and stay away from Satan while you're at it. You know what I mean? Just saying. And speaking of Satan, our next story, we're going to be discussing JP Morgan Chase. Satan in the flesh in the form of a bank, the largest bank in the United States. I'm going to be telling you why to stay away from these mofo crooked Jamie Dimon wannabe. You know what I mean? Anyways, I digress. But anyways, fam, next story of the day. Let's break it down, shall we? JP Morgan Chase just fined $348 million for being criminals. Yeah, you can't make this ish up because this is the largest bank in the United States. The Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency are hitting banking giant JP Morgan Chase with a almost $350 million fine in a coordinated enforcement action. Both the Fed and the OCC say JP Morgan engaged in unsafe or unsound banking practices in relation to its trade surveilling program, which reminds me of this one track they made about Jamie Dimon.
Bitcoin, et cetera. You pointed out the only true use case for it is criminals,
drug traffickers, anti-money laundering, tax avoidance, just saying. The OCC says that since 2019, JP Morgan operated with gaps in its trade surveillance program, leading to the bank's failure to adequately monitor its traders and clients for potential market misconduct in billions of trading instances. And in the words of the one and only Nate Diaz,
"You just shook up the world. How's that feel?" "Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfucker."
Exactly how I feel about this. Meanwhile, the Fed says JP Morgan's trade surveillance program had been deficient at certain points in time from 2014 to 2023. The Fed says the deficiencies allowed the trillion-dollar lender's corporate and investment bank division to operate without adequate data oversight and reconciliation processes to achieve effective and comprehensive trade surveillance. Very interesting, eh? Very interesting. And on top of the monetary penalty, the two regulatory bodies issued cease and desist orders to JP Morgan, requiring the bank to take extensive actions to improve its trade surveillance program. That's right.
Tax avoidance, criminals, drug traffickers.
Precisely what they are. The OCC orders JP Morgan to create an action plan that provides a detailed description of the steps needed for its trade surveillance program to achieve compliance, along with a reasonable timeline for completion in the name of the person responsible for accomplishing the regulator's remedial measures. Now, as for the Fed, the regulator requires the bank to get an independent third party that will be tasked to assess the JP Morgan trade surveillance program in different areas, including measures to detect market misconduct and measures to address instances of non-surveilled trading activities. Since 2000, JP Morgan Chase has paid $39 billion in total fines imposed by U.S. regulators, and they're still in business, which is mind-boggling to me. Enforcement agencies and lawsuits related to anti-competitive practices, securities abuses, and other violations. In fact, just one of their fines for spoofing precious metal markets was over $900 million. But check this out. The bank made almost $50 billion in profit last year, so this is nothing but a slap on the wrist, right? $348 million fine when the bank is illegally, you know, doing their business and making $50 billion a year, that's nothing. So let's keep playing the jam.
Anti-money laundering, tax avoidance.
The largest corporate fine at the time. Let's discuss the latest MicroStrategy buy. They just upped their convertible note offering and they're buying more biddies. You already know. Michael Saylor going ham, my man.
I'm sorry, I lied.
I'm number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yeah, that's Michael Saylor right there. Enterprise software firm MicroStrategy says it's planning on adding more Bitcoin to the portfolio as Bitcoin dips below its new all-time high. In a new press release, MicroStrategy says it's offering $525 million worth of convertible senior notes with the intent of using the proceeds for general corporate purposes and to purchase more of Bitcoin as it drops to the near 70,000 price level. Quoting them here, the notes will be convertible into cash, shares of MicroStrategy Class A common stock, or a combo of cash and shares of MicroStrategy's Class A common stock at MicroStrategy's election. MicroStrategy estimates that the net proceeds from the sale of the notes will be approximately $515 million, or approximately $592 million if the initial purchasers exercise in full their option to purchase additional notes. MicroStrategy intends to use the net proceeds for the sale of the notes to acquire additional Bitcoin and for general corporate purposes. So they're virtually borrowing money at a 0.6% interest rate and just buying mass amounts of Bitcoin. This is a speculative attack against the central banks. And guess what? El Salvador, according to Max, is doing the same thing. So MicroStrategy is not alone. How many other corporations plan on following this blueprint? I mean, why wouldn't they? Just go imagine. Now, you already know, family, they just made another massive purchase of, 12,000 Bitcoin for $821 million with a cost of $68,000 per Bitcoin. So at this time, they now hold a total of 205,000 Bitcoin, and that's before this another half a billion purchase. So they just upped it. Initially made the announcement it was going to be $500 million, and now they upped it to $525 million. And who knows, by this week, they may say, hey, you know what? Instead of $525 million, it's now a billion, because that's what the GigaChad does. Just saying.
There's no second best crypto asset. There's a crypto asset. It's called Bitcoin, right? The point is, if you have the superior asset, it's going up forever, Laura.
Anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with these Bitcoin ETFs. Then we'll discuss El Salvador, followed by the latest from Cathie Wood. And pump the likes for Cathie Wood, broski. I know you guys love yourself some Cathie Wood, so just saying. But anyways, headline reads, $200 billion financial group Cetera approves four spot Bitcoin ETFs on its platform. That's right, Cetera Financial Group announced Thursday it introduced a new policy regarding the usage of spot Bitcoin ETFs in brokerage accounts, quoting them here. The policy includes education and resources designed to help affiliated financial professionals guide their clients in incorporating Bitcoin ETFs into their investment portfolios. Owned by Cetera Holdings, Cetera Financial Group is a platform that is home to more than 12,000 financial professionals and their teams. Cetera oversees more than $475 billion. Wow, almost a half a trillion, family, and assets under management and assets under administration with $190 billion in assets under management as of December 20th, 2023. Now, Matt Fries, head of investment products and partner solutions, commented the following. We are prudently embracing Bitcoin ETFs, and we prioritize developing this important guidance to help our financial professionals implement these products in client portfolios. The four approved spot Bitcoin ETFs are BlackRock, iShares, Bitcoin Trust, Fidelity, Invesco, Galaxy, and Franklin Bitcoin ETF. These selected funds are sponsored by the leading ETF providers, which track records of successfully launching new product strategies and are well-positioned with established resources, tools, and knowledge. So spot Bitcoin ETFs gained much popularity since we know launching January 11th, roughly 2 months out. Galaxy Digital CEO Novogratz said last week that there is runway momentum in spot Bitcoin ETFs, pushing the price of Bitcoin higher and higher. He also sees tremendous global demand for BTC. The nine approved spot Bitcoin ETFs have repeatedly broken records in terms of trading volumes and inflows, as we have been documenting here on the pod. And we also have Bank of America's Merrill Lynch and Wells Fargo reportedly begun offering spot Bitcoin ETFs to select clients. In addition, a $30 billion investment platform, Carson Group, also approved four spot Bitcoin ETFs on its platform. So it ultimately means another $500 billion worth of wealth exposed to BlackRock and the rest of the Bitcoin ETFs as Bitcoin continues as the apex predator. All inferior assets will go to zero. Just saying. Next story of the day, here's the latest with El Salvador, thy savior. And then we'll dive into the latest from Kathy Woodward, her 2.3 million Bitcoin price prediction. This headline reads, El Salvador will keep buying one Bitcoin daily until Bitcoin becomes unaffordable with fiat currencies, according to the top G himself, Nayib Bukele. El Salvador's president shared an update on El Salvador's One Bitcoin a Day program on X. The One Bitcoin a Day program was initiated November 2022 when Bukele announced El Salvador's daily purchase of one Bitcoin starting November 18th, 2022. And on Friday, he provided an update on the program stating El Salvador will continue to buy Bitcoin daily until Bitcoin becomes unaffordable with fiat currencies. He also revealed that the latest Bitcoin from the program has been deposited into El Salvador's address that recently received a large chunk of the country's Bitcoin stash. Now, here's the announcement. One Bitcoin a Day program just deposited today's Bitcoin. And yeah, now he has officially, I think, even released the address, so you can actually see like a proof of reserves. And he has the receipt here showing you the deposit. Pretty cool. Respect. So this continues until Bitcoin becomes unaffordable with fiat currencies. Respect. Now, on Thursday, the president disclosed that El Salvador had decided to transfer a large chunk of his Bitcoin holdings to a cold wallet and store it in a physical vault within the country's territory. Respect. September 2021, we know El Salvador made history becoming the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender alongside the US dollar, despite warnings from the IMF. That's right. He ultimately said F the IMF. And since then, the country has been acquiring Bitcoin through various means, including purchases, mining, and the nation has also been generating revenue from its Bitcoin-related initiatives. Venture capitalist Tim Draper believes that Bitcoin will transform El Salvador into one of the wealthiest nations in the world. In fact, last month, Bukele reaffirmed El Salvador had no intention of selling any of its Bitcoins, emphasizing that at the end, one Bitcoin equals one Bitcoin. So there you have it, family. What are your thoughts on that? And how many of you are tuned in from the beautiful country of El Salvador? How many of you have plans on relocating to Bitcoin country and joining us at Bitcoin Citadel? Let me know, family. Now let's dive into our featured story of the day, shall we? Bitcoin can climb to more than a million per coin by 2030, according to ARK Invest, Kathy Wood. In fact, she's estimating, along with ARK Invest, that Bitcoin can surge to $2.3 million per coin, especially off the back of all these ETF inflows. So let's break this baby down, shall we? Welcome everyone just joining the stream. Let's start with some headlines. Yes. Could Bitcoin climb to more than 1 million? Kathy Wood says yes. She's smart. Known for her innovative investment approach, Kathy predicts Bitcoin will surpass that 1 million level sooner than her previous estimate of 2030. This headline, Kathy Wood sees Bitcoin at 1 million sooner than 2030 after the record ETF performance. That's right. And of course, we also have this headline. What's behind Kathy Wood's ARK estimate for Bitcoin to surge to 2.3 million per coin? And broskies, show some love for Kathy Wood. I know you guys love yourself some Kathy Wood. So here she is. Here's the latest of what she has to say. ARC made the estimate in its latest annual research report on big ideas, which pegged the global investable asset base at $250 trillion. And so a 19.4% allocation to Bitcoin would correspond to Bitcoin prices at around $2.3 million per coin, as per this report. I'm going to read this to you. What would the impact of an optimal allocation into Bitcoin look like? Allocations from the $250 trillion global investment asset base into Bitcoin would have a significant impact on the price. Hypothetical impact of institutional investment on the price of Bitcoin, as you can see in the chart. Just a 1% allocation takes us to $120,000 per coin. 4.8% average allocation takes us to $550,000 per coin. And a 19.4% allocation takes us to a $2.3 million coin. Now, I also want to point out, BlackRock published a research report a couple of years ago. I covered it on the pod numerous times. And their ideal Bitcoin allocation investment portfolio strategy is to invest 84.9% of your portfolio into Bitcoin. So hypothetically speaking, holy moly, Bitcoin could hit $10 million per coin if these asset managers were actually to follow what BlackRock recommends. Now, 19.4%, not too shabby either, sitting at $2.3 million per coin. So let's continue. ARC, founded by its chief investment officer, Kathy Wood, gentlemen, is among several firms that recently launched their spot Bitcoin ETF approved by the SEC back on January 11th. It was the official date of the launch. Shares of ARC 21 shares Bitcoin ETF, ARCB, which had or has 665 million assets under management, were rising 0.8% on Friday morning, according to FactSet data. And also, I'd like to point out, even the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, has investments into ARC 21 shares Bitcoin ETF. He is a big proponent of ARC, and Kathy Wood as well calls her a genius. Let me know if you agree. Bitcoin prices are volatile, raising worries over that even the small exposure to the crypto could do to investors' portfolios should the prices crash. Prices of Bitcoin were trading at 43,000. This was, again, going back to early February last month, we were only at 43,000, meaning in the past month, Bitcoin's been on a tear, breaking the recent all-time high we hit back in November of 2021, surpassing 69 and hitting a new top, which as of today is actually $73,800. Here's some more on Kathy Wood, because this particular article was published 2 days ago. So here's some more insights. So in a brand new interview on the New Zealand Herald with Madison Online, in a new video, Kathy once again reiterated her belief that Bitcoin will soar to more than a million a lot sooner than later. This isn't the first time Wood has claimed Bitcoin would reach a million, but it is the first time she said that $1 million price can happen before her estimate of 2030. So my question for the Crypto News Alerts fam in the live chat, when do you feel realistically Bitcoin will eclipse that seven-figure milestone? Yes, I understand we haven't eclipsed six figures yet, but we all know six figures is incoming very soon, especially with a halving around the corner, especially being we already tap 74,000-ish, and especially considering we just had the largest Bitcoin monthly candle in US dollar terms in history. Last month, February, we climbed 20,000 in USD. Give us another $26,000 monthly close, six figures. And before you know it, we're going to be 10Xing that to seven figures. But I want to know by what year you feel this will turn into reality. And if you watched yesterday's show, I shared $1 million prediction from Samson Mao, and Samson believes it'll happen this year. So I want to know your thoughts. Now, Kathy's remarks may come off as sensational, but they aren't without merit, citing multiple fundamental characteristics that make Bitcoin a superior currency, aka the Apex Predator, along with some more recent developments. Wood has made a case for seven-figure Bitcoin that isn't as crazy as it seems. Here's why she and her team at ARK Invest think Bitcoin's future is so bright. So before getting into the recent development that accelerated Wood's timeline, it's worth understanding why she is such a big fan. First and foremost, she is a fan of innovation. Her firm ARK has made a name for itself due to its strategy of building portfolios that embrace cutting-edge innovative industries such as genomic, artificial intelligence, and of course, cryptos and blockchain tech. And in terms of Bitcoin specifically, Wood thinks that crypto represents a paradigm shift in the world of finance. Never before has a currency like Bitcoin existed. And as Wood highlighted in her interview, you. It is the first global, private, digital, decentralized, rules-based monetary system in history. These characteristics put Bitcoin in a position to lead a monetary revolution that will alter the financial sovereignty of individuals, institutions, and possibly even entire countries. Add it all up, and Wood foresees Bitcoin's market cap reaching more than $20 trillion in the future, good enough to send the price of each Bitcoin well past that $1 million dollar mark. Now, I want to know your thoughts on this $1 million price prediction by what year, and also for her $2.3 million price prediction. What I personally feel is I've been calling it for a while. Can it happen this year? Absolutely. A lot of big proponents like Samson Mao believe it will happen this year, but I think more likely it'll happen by the year 2029, but it can still happen this year. But I think by that time, 2029, easy 1 million. And I think she is right. I think we all underestimated these ETF inflows and how big of a market we're tapping into. So we can easily see 2.3 million by the year 2030. But I want to know your thoughts, projections, all that good stuff, predictions in the live chat. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.